What's up, goons? This is Notes of a Goon. I am your host, Chris Vega. Normally, I am joined by my stalwart producer, Michael Harrington, but he is at a Bruce Springsteen concert, something I don't think anyone should ever do. Born to Run, is that Bruce Springsteen? Isn't he like a fake blue-collar guy?
Well, he's been rich forever, but...
That's good. Mike is joining me, and Jorge is helping out.
Also, it might have been Billy Joel, too. I get them confused.
Yeah, the two of them are the same person in my
Do you want to call him and find out?
Billy Joel?
Yeah, let's call Billy Joel. Are you performing for the Harringtons?
Wait, is it at MSG?
No, it's like Parama, it's somewhere else.
Well, I think Billy Joel is contractually obligated to only play at MSG
And you know what? It might not be either of them. I could be wrong about...
If it's Bon Jovi, I'm fucking smacking Harrington
in the face. It literally could be Bon Jovi. Like, it's one of those, you know what I mean?
Gross.
And he went with Big J. Okerson and Alex's parents.
Oh, that's an odd grouping. I hope Christine is there.
Alex's mom is Big J's divorce lawyer. I don't know if you know that.
No, I did not know that. Hilarious.
And apparently she did a very good job.
Okay. So he got them Bon Jovi.
Yeah, I think that was in the contract.
Yeah. Oh, to be fair, they were at first Carla's Bon Jovi tickets, and then Big J.
There were four. He got two.
Yeah. All right. So, yeah, Harrington's not here, but we're still going to have a fun show. One thing I want to talk about real quickly is bitches keep getting punched in the face on the subway. And obviously, my first thought is, what were they wearing? Were they dressed as an archery target, maybe? Or one of those, just the body with no arms, the torso? Were they dressed like that? I don't know what these women were wearing to get weren't getting punched in the face. Also, what the fuck did they say first?
What's punch-worthy attire?
I think, first of all, if you wear any sort of spooky mask on the subway and it's not Halloween, you can get punched in the face.
What about COVID mask?
COVID mask, I think, I'll give a pass on a COVID mask. But I think maybe if you have just a face that's similar to the guy who played Frodo in Lord of the Rings, I think that guy has the most punchable face on earth. If you look like that, boom, right in the fucking face. Like, did they have punchable? Let me see what this woman looks like. Does she just have a punchable face?
Yeah, she's apparently an influencer, I think a streamer.
But this is post-punch in the face.
Yeah, this is right after she's crying. I could play the video. She's crying and explaining what happened.
All right, let's see.
And a man came up and punched me in the face. Oh my God, it hurts so bad.
That's a bad lump.
I can't even talk. Literally, I fell to the ground, and now this giant kisseg is forming, and I'm like...
There's no mark on her face.
You don't see the giant lump on her forehead?
Oh, yeah, now I see it.
Getting punched in the face. I said I was done fucking crying on the internet, and here I am. I am going to the hospital. I feel like I'm probably... Yeah. Oh, my God. Looks like I have a fucking devil horn.
Is she Jewish?
That's kind of fitting. Anyway, I was just walking on the sidewalk, and my head was down. And I was like...
Yeah, that's pretty much it. She just fucking explained she got punched in the fuck. How many words can she
just
use?
Just a random... So I heard...
it was a random attack, but apparently this dude just didn't like women. And then also there's a lot of attacks happening in New York right now to women.
There appears to be because they're talking about it. Because I think basically what happened was, look, a young pretty girl gets punched in the face and immediately takes to TikTok. And I think crying women and pretty women get to the push to the front of your algorithm on Instagram and TikTok. Like a blonde woman is going to get pushed to the front of everyone's algorithm.
Yeah, it's a hot story now too.
Yeah, and now that's only going to lead to more people punching women in the face.
I would say it's a lot of like Stop Asian Hate. Not saying that there wasn't Asians getting hit, but it just became like the biggest news story.
It was also, it also was just like the jump was...
Which like in New York City, everyone's getting robbed every day. It's like there's no...
But we also did the math on it. They were like touting the 300% jump, but it went from like, I think it was like 3 to 9 incidents.
Ooh.
In a city of 8 million or some crazy shit.
The guy who did it's been arrested.
This guy.
Here's a photo of him. He's Marcus Darby's great-great-grandson, according to himself.
Marcus Garvey.
Yeah, there you go.
Really?
Yeah, well, that's what he says. I have a video of him just talking to women.
Yeah, just like that guy with the flute in Alabama's great-great-grandfather was Irish.
they're just trying to get it. But if you see, there's a Trump flag behind him in the photo. I don't know if you...
Yeah, I did notice that.
Which they're saying a lot of Republican media is trying to crop out the Trump flag so that people can't tell. And then his hat has his name on it and shit.
As Trump's name or his name?
His name. And then it says, like, I am Marcus Garvey's great-great-grandson.
That's hilarious.
That's, like, his whole shtick, I believe. He ran for a New York council position.
I mean, I imagine he didn't. You can get anybody can get on any ballot.
Yeah, and then of course, and he's a crazy person. And then he has a history of other assaults. But I have a video here. Someone made a compilation of like times he's like talked to women in the streets.
Okay.
It's a nice guy.
Let's take a look. Oh, he's just following this lady?
Yeah, and then he just, you'll see in a second. He gets upset that she's walking too fast.
What you in a rush for? Pay attention so you won't walk into people.
Can you stop?
Just slow down.
I'm going.
You almost walked through me.
I like how she's answering him. I'm going as fast as I'm going. Like she owes him an explanation.
Put the phone down so you can pay attention and not walk into nobody.
I got a bad leg. Why? What is he holding?
A rope.
Hey, princess. Princess. Girl.
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 Where you got all that swag from? I'm Skabuki, Marcus Garvey grandson. I was curious to know where you got all that swag from. Oh, that's right. Keep it good, the black woman. Good luck. I hope y'all get it.
I like how he's equal opportunity.
Hey. Hey. I'm Marcus Garvey grandson. Skabuki. I'm Marcus Garvey grandson. I'm Skabuki. I'm curious.
I don't know. I don't know him.
No. Don't worry about it. I was curious. Why y'all dressed like that?
Why?
It just look all hoish like. Sluttish like. But if it makes sense to the black woman, good luck. I hope y'all get married. Okay? Later.
Oh, he's just a shitty guy. When did it escalate to punching? I'll say this. None of these women are wearing, like, remember in the cartoon Robin Hood where they were wearing those archery targets? I thought they were all going to be dressed like that.
Not one. Just regular women.
Just getting punched in the face.
Trying to go to work.
Mm. When did he start punching them?
It says he has a history of arrests like this. Like
just randomly punching bitches in the face?
I guess just people. Let's see.
See, I thought it was going to be all white Ski women, and then it was like Spanish and then fucking black.
He was arrested Wednesday. He randomly attacked Katie while she was walking on 7th Avenue. He has had a history of similar assaults. Police said he was arrested
most recently
in December following two alleged other assaults.
Okay. How does this guy keep getting out of jail? Oh, yeah, right. No cash bail. There's got to be something else we can do besides cash bail, right? No?
Let him go. What are the chances he does this again?
I'd say nil after this. Is he just getting mad that they don't know who Marcus Garvey is? Or, like, is he on Marcus Garvey Boulevard in fucking Harlem being like, that's my grandfather? Yeah. Just come on. Also, is it his name can't really be, is it Sakubi?
Sakubi, what is it? Yeah, that's they're saying that's his legal name.
So now people are saying,
Skaboiki Stora.
What a crazy name. That's a Greek person's name. That's hilarious. How has this become such a big story? I keep hearing about this where people are like...
Well, she was on social media. So even though a lot of women have been punched, she's the first one that has like a face to her, I guess. So okay. This is the story people are latching onto. And also, you know, it's a black guy hit her. So that's, you know, helps the story move.
Well, that gets both sides talking about it, right? Because a woman got punched by a man.
A Republican hit her and a black guy. So how often
No, but that's what I'm saying. The Republicans get the shit on the black guy. And then the Democrats get to hit on the Republican who hit a woman.
Everyone gets a little something out of this.
Yeah, it is kind of this weird. It's got to be a feeding. This guy's going to jail probably if he ever gets picked back up.
I don't know. It says he has a history of similar arrests.
Yeah, but once something gets publicized, you go to jail.
Yeah, like there'll be people outside this court date.
Yeah. People will be protesting outside. I hope he comes out and immediately just punches another bitch in the face. Like, if he punches the DA in the face.
As he's leaving?
Yeah, just whack. Just beats up a meter maid, something.
He's a crazy person. That's literally exactly what's going to happen. You're saying it as a joke. You think he's just going to be like, today I stop punching.
Well, I mean, he may be going to rehab for punching. You know what I mean? He's just punched so many people. Maybe he's punched himself out. You know what I mean? He's just exhausted. That's what I think. Skabuki. That's a fucking good name, Skabuki.
It is a fun name.
Yeah. So there's no other information about this? Or is there any other videos? I saw a video that went that was pretty much everywhere yesterday of just some guy menacing people on the New York subway. Did you see that?
No, let me see if I can find it.
There is a lot of homeless guys shadow boxing on the subway.
Oh yeah, I take the subway home all the time. It's
I will say
after
this,
a certain hour, it's just either Mexicans or just people like shadow boxing, screaming, yeah. Like just absolute insanity.
I'll say this about the subway, with the crazies. Typically speaking, if you just flex back at them, they mostly stop.
Yeah, it also helps that I'm a male in my 30s where, like, yeah. I'm less likely to be a target, whereas, like, you know, if they run into some fucking tourist shaking and looking at a map, they know, oh, shit.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. Guy. You, like, live here. You look like you know where you're going. Fucking, yeah, I mean, I've literally been like, yo, stop. And they'll be like, okay. Like, and it's fucking, it's been.
Or I'll get the, you got a light.
Oh, yeah.
And that's just them testing to see, like, how you speak and how you hold your, like.
Well, I talked to Stanley.
The answer's always no.
I talked to Stanley about it last week on High Society. I think there was a homeless guy that I picked up because he fell in front of my bike, and he asked me for a dollar immediately. And I'm just like, "Is it be like?" I think it was his just deal. He figures if you're willing to help him up, you'll fucking.
Did he really fall, or was this thing?
No, he fell.
Okay, he's.
But he was so fucked.
I thought
up.
That was his scam. Like he falls in front of your bike. You're like, well,
I think it
dollar.
Is his scam. Oh. But he did really fall. Like he threw himself down.
And then he was
down.
Like, might as well take advantage of the situation.
No, I think he just threw himself down hard. Like he clearly did not. He,
okay, so that
did,
was
he took a bump.
Yeah, but
yeah.
He just hurled himself on the.
Oh yeah, yeah, that's his hustle.
I saw a homeless guy once in Jamaica, Queens. There was a car accident, and he ran over to the cars, laid between them, and threw his shoes in the air to pretend that he got hit by them. And when the cops showed up, they knew who he was. It was me, like, get out! Like they knew, like, come on, Stanley, get the fuck out! Like what are you doing?
It's
like,
always something.
It's always something.
Oh, it's so fucking... Yeah, the level of, like, crazy... Like, maybe
they have nothing to lose at that point, so he's like, I might as well lay down and hope I get a lawsuit.
Yeah, hopefully. Let's see what happens. There's also this thing where it's like, I was talking to people about it. There's this, I'll talk about it in a minute, but, like, the cops just settle lawsuits. You know what I mean? Like, it's like... So it's like, if... People just settle lawsuits immediately just to move on. So it's like if he was like, yeah, I hurt my neck, an insurance company would be like, give him like $1,000 and he'll sign an NDA and go away or whatever. But I hope more women get punched in the face in New York City. I think we need more of that. I don't see how it could hurt.
Can I be honest? Sometimes women kind of just walk around not paying attention. So this is kind of like a blessing in disguise.
I'll tell you, somebody who did paid petitioning when I was a kid for years, like particularly like white women act like you've like if you just go excuse me or knock on their door they freak out. They're like a deer in headlights because they're just like my girlfriend like was just like where did you get cold cuts in the middle of the night and I was like the store. And she was just like you could just get like a pound of turkey. I got like ham and cheese for breakfast or something. We were like low on food and I was just on the way home from here. I picked up some food. She was like well, where did you get? I was like, you live in New York City 10 years. You didn't know you could just get...
You know stores are open all hours?
No, you didn't know you can that they'll make you just cold cuts to take home?
Oh, she thought it was only in sandwich form?
Yeah, she was just like, I would never think to ask of that. I was like, what? She was like, I was like... That,
have it there.
I think that's how most women live. Like, it's like, that you're going to get punched in the face. I'm always worried I'm getting punched in the face. I'm in here. I'm in this room alone. Somebody might punch me in the face. You know what I mean? Like, it's like, why are you not more on guard for face punching? You're all carrying pepper spray and then getting punched in the face.
I think girls are all sharing links for, like, the cat eye, brass knuckles, and pepper spray and stuff now. Which, again, blessing in disguise. Now, they're a little more like, if something does happen, they have a little defense with them. Whereas a week ago, before Sheboyke Stora was out doing his deed, none of them had any of these things.
Hmm. Yeah, it's true. I mean, you know what? He's a good guy. They should let him out.
Just like his great-great-grandfather.
Great guys. Moving on. There was a big story that I wanted to discuss that involved Donald Trump's legal case where they said that apparently he's being charged with something that everybody does, which is assessing your properties at a low value for taxes and at a high value for refinancing. That is literally the most common practice in real estate. Anyone who's ever bought a house has like you when you get all right. So basically, what I had you do, Mike, is I had you pull up three Zillow
you
listings.
You did. I thought we were doing that for High Society, and I X'd it all out. So let me just. I have to do is find three
I'll
properties.
I'll explain it. But so essentially, you have a tax when you look at a house to buy. you have an asking price, which is not necessarily the value of the house. It's what they want for the price. You can negotiate it. You could pay more if other people want it. Then there's a tax assessed value, which in the case of many of the properties I've looked at is literally like a 1/20th of, like, you know, 5% of the value of the actual house. And like, you pay your taxes based on that. And that is a common practice. And so that basically, so Jon Stewart did a whole editorial, and then people were like, well, Jon Stewart valued his apartment at this and then this. And it's just like, people, we do not want to start making people, like, if we all of a sudden assessed every property in the country at the value of the property instead of the tax assessed value, everybody will default on their homes immediately. There's no, it's the stupidest thing I've ever fucking heard. Like, what's the statistic? It's 56% of Americans can't afford a $1,000 bill. Like, if they get into an accident or something. If you raised the property tax for my property to what it's supposed to be, it would be like $2,000 more a year, $3,000 more a year. If people can't afford a $1,000 bill, they would all be homeless. Like, what's gonna, we're gonna have a bunch of empty houses that fucking migrants are gonna take over with the squatters' rights laws. I saw that video. I don't really think, I like how there's like a whole YouTube page, and then people are like, they're invading and taking your homes. Like, well, they can't take a home you live in. You can't invoke squatters' rights if you're a Frogger.
It feels a lot of like those, like the pedo hunt channels. Uh-huh. Where, like, I feel like a lot of it's sort of like set up.
It's fake.
It's fake.
Yeah, dude, squatters' rights laws don't work like that. You have to be there for, like, forever. You have to fix up the house. You can't just be, like, a poor immigrant and do it. You have to go, like, live there, fix, like, a condemned house, and then you can, like, evoke squatters' rights. And then, really, they just have to offer you a lease. You know what I mean? Like, and then go through eviction proceedings. It's not like they own the house. Like, I think there are certain government things. Like, I think in Detroit, if you say you're going to live there, you can buy a house for, like, $10 for, like, for a while. There was, like, a whole deal like that. But this isn't, like, this isn't some shit where just a bunch of Mexicans would be like, well, we live here. It's not like that. I hate to always do this, but it's not like that episode of The Simpsons where the carnies took over their house. Like, it's not going to happen. We're just like, you're going to come home and some Mexican family is going to be in your house and they'll be like, wow, we own this now. That's just not how it works. And like I said, they're not going to, like, you know, I mean, do you know what Froggers are, Jorge?
Yeah, I read about that. Or we've talked about it on here or HSR once.
Probably HSR. So Froggers are people who sneaky live in people's homes, if you don't know. And then they come out while you're at work. You can't evoke squatters' rights if you're a Frogger.
I've seen those videos like as like scary compilations where like a Ring thing picks up like someone's like cabinet door opening and some old lady comes from the...
It was becoming a more and more common practice like maybe 10 years ago, and then Ring cameras kind of eliminated it. But yeah, so do you have a couple of properties?
I do. Let me pull up right. And then I have what makes squatters' rights over here.
It says, okay, yeah, let's go through rights, that.
Or you must occupy the property so the legal owner is aware.
Okay.
Or use the property exclusively continuously for a period specified by law.
Okay. Yeah, usually it's like a couple of years.
Use the property without the owner's permission, against the owner's right, or meet any additional requirements by the jurisdiction, such as paying taxes.
Yeah, there's all sorts of things that like these guys aren't going to do. They're just going to live in this empty building. There was also just like some lady's mom died in New York. And then, like, all the people who were up in arms about this, like, Alex Jones tweeted about it. It's like, it's already happening. Because in New York, first of all, these were not migrants. These were just, like, homeless black guys who were, like, living in this woman's house because she died. They saw her take her out. They saw nobody else go in there. And then they, like, this woman went there on her, like, she had a layover back to her house. She was like, all right, let me go check on mom's house, and then we'll get it ready for sale. She went in, and there was all these guys living there. But they don't have squatters, right? She just called the cops, and they threw them out. They were like, get out of here, assholes. I mean, granted, getting the bum smell out of there is probably going to take some time. I'm sure they took off whatever plastic coverings were on the couches and sat all bummy on them. Got all their fucking stink in it. But yeah, I just wanted to like, so basically for this, because like I said, Trump did this. Then they said Jon Stewart had done it. It was like 80%. What I'm trying to say is like, this is not the can of worms the American people wants to open. It's such a funny thing where it's like you have everybody. I'm convinced everybody on the internet has never bought a house, if you don't know this. Let me see one of these properties, Mike. So the asking price.
This is Charlottesville, Virginia.
Okay. So the asking price is $249,000. I'm going to assume the tax assessed value is no more than $50,000. Now, this is a large, it seems like a large plot of land, two-story house. I would imagine this is like about an acre, maybe. This is built in 1973, so it's relatively new construction, considering a lot of homes in this country are over 100 years old at this point. So, yeah, can you go to the tax assessed value at the bottom? It should be somewhere in here. You would have to go to taxes. So yeah, tax history.
Public stack tax is this it?
Tax assessment. Okay, so I was way off, but it is half for 2022.
Oh, I see. Oh, god damn.
Yeah. So it's half. And how many? I don't know how big the land is here. So go to the next property you found. So I'm just going by upstate, which is where I typically look for properties. Upstate New York.
This is Beverly Hills, California.
All right, so it's a $226,000 house.
$2 million.
I'm gonna assume it's a high tax assessment because it's California. They have high property taxes.
Beverly Hills, which is like the place.
I'm gonna guess $1.2 million. Let's see. Well, that's the price history. Keep going down. Tax history. Public tax history. $110,000. So that's like way different. That's 2023. That's the tax assessment. The value of this house, according to a tax assessment, is, what is it, 5% of the asking price for this home? Now imagine you bought this home tomorrow for $2 million, right? Assuming, pull up the taxes. What is the actual price? $1,453, right? You bought this house. Your mortgage payment is $8,000 a month. Now, all of a sudden, they actually bring that up to 20 times what that number is about. So now, all of a sudden, you have an extra fucking $35,000 bill a year. That's fucking crazy. And it's like I said, in like more depressed places where it's smaller. Give me the last property you found. So like I look at things up in like upstate New York, like I said, where like the tax assessed value of these houses will be $30,000, $20,000. So if you let, and the property tax would be like $1,000, $2,000.
This is Staten Island.
Staten Island, New York, $549,000, $549,999. Okay. I'm going to say the tax assessed value of this house is $90,000. $42,000. I was way off. So now in an already expensive fucking city, this thing, your property taxes would go up, what is it, 10 times. Your property taxes would be 10x'd if people actually wanted to do this. I can't believe anybody actually thinks this is a good idea. And forget about anybody who owns a rental property, right? Like, so it's like now all of a sudden it's you're underwater if you have a high mortgage rate. And you're like kind of eking by, making some money, paying off equity. All investment properties will fucking die instantly. Either that or rents will skyrocket because that just gets passed off to the tenant. Like, it's like, this is not a can of worms people want to open just to get Donald Trump. I do not like Donald Trump, but the amount of things people are willing to try to do to get, I hate Donald Trump. As a matter of fact, I think he looks like Matthew McConaughey's nutsack. That's my personal opinion of Donald Trump's face. But the fact that we're willing to fucking put a bunch of grandmas out of their fucking homes because they're on fixed incomes to fucking get them and to be like, hey, we got them.
Plus, also, if everyone feels this way, that means that someone who's also doing this is also against Trump doing it. You know what I mean? Like, not someone, like a lot of people.
Lots of people.
Like, who, like, literally do this exact same thing, maybe even to more of a degree.
Well, that's the thing is, like, you have Jon Stewart has a plausible deniability that when he sell, like, the first time he bought a piece of property, he had a business manager and people. You know what I mean? But any person who thinks this is a good idea to get Donald Trump, like somebody living in Brooklyn with a fucking $3 million brownstone that's probably tax assessed at $10, like fucking from 1970 when there was white flight, is probably like, yeah, get Trump. It's like, you will be homeless. Your little kids will be fucking going to a Montessori school under a bridge. Go fuck yourself. They'll be getting punched in the face by Marcus Garvey's grandson. That's all I had to really say about that. Moving on. All right, let me see, let's talk about our friends over at YoDelta.com. YoDelta is the gas digital home of Delta 8 THC. And here's the thing about Delta 8 THC. It's legal in a lot of places. Traditional THC is still illegal. So you can just, let's say you're a squatter in some fucking house somewhere, right? And somebody tries to come in, you blow vape smoke right in their fucking face. Just vape right in their fucking face. Now that's legal. You occupying their home is legal. All sorts of things. Plus they have high quality vapes. Go to YoDelta.com. The promo code is GAS. You will get 25% off your order. That's GAS for 25% off your order of high quality hemp deprived Delta 8 vapes and gummies from YoDelta.com. Promo code is GAS. One more time. Moving on. Megan Hall, the police officer who had sex with the entire police department, just got a massive $500,000 settlement because she got fired for having sex with all of her coworkers. I think that's fucking crazy. Personally, I think, yeah, that's her. Big ass forehead. Very, like, I can't imagine what. She looks like an aged cartoon rabbit. But fucked five of these guys, said she was groomed to have sex with them. The judge ruled in her favor. Well, it wasn't even a judge. Settlement with the Luverne County Police Department. $500,000. And here's the thing. They can't get the money back. Once they pay her, she just starts the OnlyFans, correct? There's no way. And I bet she makes more money on the OnlyFans. Rachel Dolezal made like $1 million on OnlyFans.
And she was still able to get a job as a teacher.
Megan Hall?
No,
Rachel Dolezal, yeah. Which I think she should be disqualified for being a teacher just by the pretending to be black thing. More so than the fucking OnlyFans thing. Like, let's be clear. You don't want a teacher, like, just like, you don't want kids being like, wait, I can, like, we're talking about trans grooming in fucking elementary schools. Racial trans grooming is significantly worse. But there's already a wigger problem in this country. So, yeah, Megan Hall is going to definitely... I think the move is she just gets fucked by all those guys again on OnlyFans. That's how stupid men are. They would all smash again. Like, they're all fired. I guarantee you they would all fuck her again on OnlyFans if she gave him a piece. And that's the money. Either that or I said before, I said a long time ago, she needs to fuck the chick from FTX. Sam Bankman-Fried's chick. I think the two of them fucking scissor each other, real weird, ugly lesbian shit. But people are going to be interested. People are going to be like, what made powerful men throw their lives away for these fucking threes? You know what I mean? Like, it's like, it's fucking crazy that she just like, the idea that you can say you were groomed by your employer when you, like her husband admitted that she asked for an open relationship and he said, no, you're a hoe. Just be a hoe. Get fired. She could have just done the OnlyFans thing first. Like, have some integrity, you fucking pig slut. That's all I'm saying. All right, moving on. Show me this video of the fucking leg thing, please. Mike told me he saw a video. Apparently a woman got hit by a train. And by the way, this is a funny thing. I was at work the other day. I'm at the bar and a guy jumped in front of a train and everybody just came in one by one at 5 o'clock, just bitching, just be like, some asshole fucking killed themselves at rush. Somebody came in and explained to me that if you kill yourself at rush hour in Japan, your family has to pay the wages of everybody on that train car that was late to work, which I think good system.
Yeah, one of my first months moving here, somebody jumped in front of the J train, mm-hmm. like right before the bridge, and so they had to shut down the J, the M, and all those on the bridge for like 45 minutes.
I think they shut down extra trains just because guys want to go home. Somebody jumps in front of a J train, somebody on the L train's like, I'm going home. Nah, somebody jumped on the tracks. It's not even the same fucking line. Nope. A man is dead. I'm going home. Do you know about space cases, Jorge? Oh, dude, a space case is when somebody gets caught between the train and the platform, and they're still alive because the train is holding all their guts in. And so they have, this guy's alive and conscious, and they'll bring you a phone, and they'll let you call. They'll bring a priest to you or if you have a family member nearby, they'll give you a cigarette and they will let you make a few phone calls. But you have like 10 minutes because then the cops are like, all right, buddy, we got another train behind this train. Let's go. That's got to be the craziest way to die. Just being stuck between the train and being like, all right, let it go.
It would be funny to tell the train, like, we could stay here and keep this man alive if everyone unanimously votes for it.
Yeah, right? Like, just like, all right.
And then one guy has to be the asshole, like, he's dying no matter what. We could leave now. Like,
well, I mean, like, and the guy's like, he's got 2 chapters left in this book.
let's give him that piece.
Can he read the book? Like, just like, he says he'll pay for all your Ubers. It's not like he's actually going to have to pay the credit card bill. But you said somebody got hit by a train.
Yeah, I think that's what happened here. Not a space, but their leg was a space case. So their leg was like between the train and so their leg pops off. Okay. And I believe homeless man looks like took the leg and ran off with it, eyewitnesses says. And then there's a video here of when the cops caught up to him. He was he's eating it. He's taking bites out of it.
Holy shit.
Is there any volume? Yeah.
Wow. I'm going to say this. That leg is way floppier than I thought it would be. Wow, he's just fucking, he really is just eating his fucking leg. I guess if you're homeless, you're like, all right, well, this is the only way I'm ever going to experience something new. I mean, is this really a crime?
Yeah, he got arrested. It is a crime.
I mean, it's a kind of a victimless crime. Like,
the crime, though, was removing the leg from the scene. It was
tampering with evidence.
Yes, yeah, but like a removal of a body part somewhere other than a cemetery, I think, was like the legal.
I mean, this seems like it shouldn't be. Like, I mean,
he also violated his probation, surprise.
That is the call to the PO. That has got to be hilarious.
What, is he doing good?
Yeah. Oh, is he okay? I haven't heard from him in a while. No, was eating a leg. I heard there was a guy eating a torso in fucking, I think by the Lions Stadium. Yeah, look that up. Some guy got caught.
You really want this on video?
Found a torso and just started chomping into it. So I guess people are just eating people now. That's where we're at with society. I mean, I don't know what else would.
I feel like instead of like how we're doing a big push for like assisted suicide,
uh-huh.
like I feel like we should be donating people's bodies to cannibalism. There's plenty of people that are wanting to try it.
Yeah, I don't see why not. I mean, I would probably. Me and Zach have been trying to find a body part to eat at Skankfest forever. We would need to get like an induction burner to be able to. We were trying to get Alex to give us her placenta, and she wouldn't do it. I think that's bullshit. I don't think they sold that. I know how lazy the two of them are.
Yeah.
It just went to waste. We could have eaten that. It's supposed to be very good for you. It's supposed to be really good for your hair, which, I mean, useless for Harrington. Like, ugh. Did you find the thing with the torso?
I did. I found the original article, and I found an article saying it's a false claim that Detroit's Ford Field was closed because a partially eating corpse was found on site.
Oh.
Yeah, they're saying it's
That's depressing.
Yeah, it would have been fun.
Yeah.
I do have a video here. Did you see the naked guy shoot his wife?
I'll watch that.
Yeah, pull this up. This is a gentleman who he found his wife was cheating on him. It's only 13 seconds, and it's censored, but this is the final seconds of his wife's life.
Okay.
You really want this on video?
I'll pull it. A man loves his boy. Yeah. All right, goodbye, Breeze. Nice to know you. You go meet Jesus.
So the last thing you say, you're going to go meet Jesus. Fuck. Do you want to guess he was arrested? Do you want to guess how many years he got?
9.
He got 10 years, and he claimed the,
temporary insanity?
There you go, yes.
Yeah, I think a crime of passion, you get less time.
And also, what they're not covering in any of the articles that you have to like specifically search for is she was cheating on him and took his life savings and gave it to the other guy.
I mean, that's always
$100,000.
That's always the case.
Yeah. But they're not covering it in most of the articles. This is like a pretty like, you know, went around the internet because of how naked he is.
Oh yeah. Also, I like how whoever blurred the bubble made sure to blur it very
just a little
small,
circle, yeah,
just to be a fucking jerk off. Well, I mean, RIP to that guy. Here's another fun fact about eating faces. Do you know about the guy who ate the, or eating people? Remember the guy who got caught eating a person and they said he was on bath salts?
Oh, yeah, that's like the classic example.
Yeah, but it turns out he was only on weed. Wait. The only thing they found in his body was cannabis.
So he was just a regular crazy person?
He was just a regular... No, I think the weed turned him crazy.
But then wasn't there like a string of bath salt zombie things where it was like people becoming zombies?
No, there was...
That almost like the women getting punched where just like a couple were happening?
Exactly. There was footage that came out. It went viral multiple times, different footage of people smoking K2 at a bodega in Bed-Stuy and being like zombie-like outside. So it wasn't really... Bath salts, by the way, is just a name for designer drug. It's just like... It's like those drugs that are like one molecule off from like Molly or something. All right, moving on. Guys, we got to talk about our newer sponsor, Zia Extraordinary Farms. Zia Extraordinary Farms has a great CBD and CBG topical. I use it myself. It's called Rattlesnake Oil. I rub it into my joints. Feels great. D, who's been on this show before, my good buddy, he swears by it. He does a lot of CrossFit, has a lot of muscle aches. I use it in conjunction with Voltaren Gel for tendons, and then I use it just by itself when I have muscle soreness in my chest. And you can use the promo code GOON25 at ZEFHemp.com. That's ZEFHemp.com. Use that promo code GOON25, and you'll get 25% off your entire order. And again, like I said, this is a solid, natural product, high CBD, CBG topical for muscle soreness, any sort of thing like that. If you work out a lot or if you just sore from walking around, let's say you just started doing something. Let's say you're a big, fat asshole and you get sore, your ankles get sore from walking around. Rub a little of this oil on it and go to ZEFHemp.com and use the promo code GOON25 for 25% off your order. Moving on. All right, there's one other thing I wanted to talk about. This is a story that I read last week, and I kind of can't believe it hasn't been more of a big story. So in the United States, which we're always talking about in this country, that we have the most medical innovations in the world. So here's the thing. One of the biggest sources for it is there is a database for Medicare and Medicaid patients, right? And it's publicly available to research scientists. But then because they're worried about data breaches, they're not making it legal for scientists to use anymore. Tons of scientists are coming out of the woodwork and saying they're not going to be able to do medical research without this because we don't have a medical database in this country. So there's no way to tell, like, trends in medicine because we don't have a national database. It's illegal. So now they have this. This is the closest thing they have, and it's going away, and no one is talking about it.
My brother works in the medical field,
mm-hmm.
and one of the things that's been going around is how Apple is trying to take this space. And you know how, like, every Apple Watch, every iPhone, yes. All Apple products now are big with biometrics and stuff. They're saying it's going to be part of the eventual car that they're working on. Okay. But they want to build a huge database to become the new medical like supplier and have everybody's information be the resource for everybody to be like, okay, now we're going to have to buy Apple products to work in a hospital. And they're going to
For a hardware company, hospitals is the fucking holy grail.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. Now the fucking iMessage thing is going to be a problem. Like, if you don't have iMessage, how are you going to get your fucking chart? Now you can't have an Android phone and fucking find out if you got HPV.
Yeah, Apple's trying to take over every industry, and this is like the next big trend that everybody's been noticing.
Well, they've been called, the green bubbles might be going away. Do you know that?
I saw that.
They're being called racist.
Yep.
Because black people are more likely to have Androids than iPhones, so the green bubbles are racist.
Yeah, pretty much every Hispanic person I know is a WhatsApp Android person.
Well, yeah, WhatsApp is fine. Who cares? Like, and I actually like WhatsApp as a product. I just wish it wasn't Zuckerberg.
Yeah.
Also, anybody who's posting a status on WhatsApp, if you are not a Caribbean aunt, you're unhinged. When I see status updates on my WhatsApp app, I'm like, who the fuck is doing? And it's just like somebody I went to high school with. Why do you have a status on WhatsApp, you fucking psycho? Nobody cares. This is for making phone calls, you fucking weirdo. Fucking psychotic. But yeah, now we're not going to have any medical... we'll know all about heart rates because of iWatches and shit. But here's the thing. People that use all those Apple products are fucking losers. You know what I mean? Like, it's like people that use all that like Fitbit stuff, they're not actually in shape. I don't know one person that's actually like, yoked that uses those things.
Well, that's part of like Apple's thing is where now they're trying to do stuff with insulin and get all your data tracked through their built-in apps, as opposed to people using like now there's various little insulin pumps and stuff that you get that are attached to smartphones.
Oh, yeah, I've seen those. It's like a constant thing.
So now they're trying to get in on that industry, and like they're just trying to collect all the data that they can in order to like just be the one source.
Fuck Apple. I think they're terrible. They suck. I now own Apple products because you really can't fucking do anything without them, or at least that's what people have told me. But other people have heard me bitch about this, but I already told you why I've been so anti-Apple, because back in the day, I had an old computer that somebody gave me. It broke. I had to finally buy a computer for myself. People told me. I was using this computer as my TV. It was like hooked up to a flat screen, and I would like sit and do computer work, but then I would shift it over to watch TV on it. And then fucking, I call Apple, and I go, all right, I'm going to get this expandable RAM Mac Mini. I needed it for two things. Podcasting, and I wanted to cast to the Apple TV from my computer in my bedroom. And then because it was Bluetooth back then, there was such a lag that I was like, I'll just get a Bluetooth speaker and cast the video. And they were like, yep, that'll work. And obviously that didn't sync up because they lied to me on the phone, and I bought these products and it did not work. And then I had a Mac Mini, and then I was going to use it for podcasting. I needed an RSS reader. And the RSS reader never worked. And that was before you could just have... That's before Libsyn existed. You had to, like, create an FTP and, like, drop files and shit like that. I had to, like, literally do that on my beat-up old Windows computer whenever we uploaded a new podcast to our old website. It was a pain in the... Fuck Apple. I really wish this medical company would just come right back. It's the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Service. And, like... The thing is with this is this company knows, like, they know, like, what medications people are on and what's selling and what isn't, and there's, like, giant amounts of data. Like, at this point, if you get rid of this, healthcare is going to be that much shittier in this country. The whole point of the healthcare in this country is, well, you can get some shit that other places don't have because we're building new shit. If people don't have the data to build the new shit, now we don't have anything for free, and it's shittier. It costs more, and it's shittier. It can either be free and shitty, or it could be like on the cusp of being like the actual, I'm not talking about the care in the places. I'm talking about like, we have the newest cancer drug. You know what I mean? Like, it's like all of the new shit still comes from here. Like most of it, rather. And like, now we won't have that. Because, and then it'll just be shit and we'll all be dying. Thanks to Apple. That's been the show. Good night.
Well, show me the way to the next whiskey bar. I tell you we must die. Oh, moon of Alabama, we now must say goodbye. With love, our good old mama, I must have whiskey on the little girl.